All righty. We are back as I try and manipulate here the situation at hand. I think I got it. Thank you. It is five. The great folks from East West have arrived. We're going to talk to them in a couple of minutes. First, though, let's get on the horn. Jonathan Bell, civil attorney, and handles plenty of cases. Bell Law Firm, one of the best in the business. And John, who handles a lot of the sexual abuse and harassment cases, founder of the Bell Law Group, and you know, really represents individuals that are being sexually harassed or discriminated against in the workplace. No better person to talk to. Jonathan, welcome back, sir.
Hey, Jay. How you doing today?
I'm okay. And I guess the windows opened up yesterday as far as business was concerned. You knew it would. I think it was reading over 400 or so cases in New York City alone, John. So I guess the preparations are in place.
That's right. There was attorneys advertising for these cases for quite some time. Like you said, this Child Victims Act is no surprise. It started yesterday, and you're right, 400 cases were actually filed before noon yesterday on the first day that you're allowed to sue for the look back. So the litigants are going to be very busy. Apparently there are judges that are only going to be handling these cases to ensure consistency in their ruling.
Yeah, no doubt. And let's bring people up to speed. The New York Child Victims Act, letting adult survivors of child sexual abuse sue an abuser or a negligent institution, let's put it that way, no matter how long ago the abuse took place. And the law instituted what, John? About a one-year period for the filing of these lawsuits. Began yesterday. I was reading where a state court official, said so many of these suits now are expected that 45 judges have been set aside to deal with the cases. That is an incredible number right there.
It is, and it just goes to show you how widespread the abuse has been for so many years. And to be honest, Jay, the way that it was before is that you had to bring this case before you were 23 years old, if in case that you were abused. But the fact of the matter is, a lot of people were embarrassed. They hide this. They think it's their fault. They don't want to make it a matter of public record. Psychologists say sometimes it takes decades to make peace with it and eventually bring a lawsuit.
Yeah.
So the way that the lawmakers consider it is that if you're 22 years old, you could barely balance a checkbook. How are you going to face someone that you accuse of sexual assault, essentially, while you're a child in the eyes and bring a lawsuit? So that's really why the law was changed. I mean, I could tell you that the New York Archdiocese in the past paid over $65 million to settle cases of over 300 people who have timely filed these actions in the past.
Man, it's unbelievable. John Bell with us. You know, you look at everything that transpired in Albany. I mean, this is, you know, the one-year litigation window, you know, to me at least, John, is perhaps the single biggest reason this Victims Act had been stalled in Albany for more than a decade. You know, you look at the Catholic Church, you look at some other entities arguing against it. You know, and unfortunately, you know, politics, like it always does, rears its ugly head. You know, you had a Republican-led state Senate had kept the bill bottled up. Yeah. So, you know, listen, you give Democrats, you know, once they took power this year after the sweeping electoral wins in November and made passing the measure a top priority, and it did. But, you know, again, you look at the political landscape, unfortunately, here.
Yeah, the political landscape had a ton to do with it. I think it was a right move, even though they're going to be flooding some of the courts with these types of cases. I mean, these people were victims of one of the most heinous crimes you could commit against a child. I mean, it's really, really awful. And it's a one-year look back, so they're going to have a full year to bring these cases. It could possibly be extended, but victims shouldn't wait to bring these claims. Now, when you're suing someone like the estate of Jeff Epstein or R. Kelly, you know, you could sue these people directly. But like you said, most people are suing these institutions. So you have to show that they're vicariously liable for these for these incidents, which you could only do through actual or constructive notice, meaning that the employer knew or should have known that this stuff was going on. So these aren't the easiest cases.
No.
But at the same token, if many, many people come out, really there's no argument against the fact that they should have known, they should have done the investigation. Why were these employees in closed rooms with minors during all times of the night? Why were they potentially buying gifts? So there's ways to get around the should have known standard, but these cases are no slam dunk. You have to go with someone who knows how to prosecute these cases.
No question. John Bell with us, the expert attorney in the field of harassment. The windows open for business yesterday regarding the litigation process of those who have been abused. You know, it's interesting, John, in reading, you know, some of the groups said this new law falls short because it would primarily benefit victims who could sue these institutions or, you know, or wealthy individuals. And a lot of these law firms out there, from what I read, are only taking cases that accuse kind of the so-called deep-pocketed. You know, I mean, they said while calling, you know, they're basically calling for the state to create some sort of a fund for non-institutional victims. What about that aspect of it all?
Well, I think that we're great. I mean, at the end of the day, law firms are businesses. They're not going to spend too much time on a case against an individual. Like I read one case where
right.
a sister was suing a brother, and there might not be any money at the end of the day. So then you're, the suing is strictly just for the record and maybe to get a lien on the file. But creating a victim's fund, I think, would be a great idea,
yeah.
a great start, and something that would certainly make sure that these victims, some of these victims, are really made whole when there's no other option.
Well, you don't want this thing to be compromised in any way. You know, it was again a number thrown out. You know, then it's a high number. Well, you know, when I read at around 90% of survivors will not even see a courtroom, that's troubling to me, because you know, basically, think about it. There's little or no incentive for attorneys to take their cases, you know, pretty much, you know. And listen, they're suffering as much as anyone else. And really, there is no path for them to alleviate that type of suffering when you really put this thing under the scope, even under this this whole Child Victims Act.
Sure, I agree with you. And listen, I'm a parent of three young boys, and, you know, this really hits home. It runs very deep, and your job as a parent is try to protect them. And you put yourself in a situation where it could be a piano teacher, it could be a Hebrew school teacher, it could be anybody, and you feel, even as a parent, you feel that pain of not being able to protect your child against people like this. Then the kids themselves are fearful, and they don't want to think about it, and they try to avoid it, and they're embarrassed by a situation that they really had no control over and should have been protected.
Yeah, no question. John Bell with us. So in essence, you know, what would be a number of cases? I mean, obviously, you know, you had 400 plus yesterday. Probably, I would think, you're going to go over the 1,000 mark. I mean, what do you see this ending up here?
I see this somewhere in the thousands, maybe tens of thousands of people that will come forward. I mean, obviously this stuff was rampant, which is why we needed this. I mean, New York is just one of over a dozen states that have recently allowed this change in, as far as the statute of limitations and a look back.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is going to have nationwide impact, but certainly here in New York, we're expecting at least tens of thousands just based on the filings yesterday.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see how everything transpires, no question. Mr. Bell, always a pleasure. Jonathan Bell, a civil attorney, and handles the sexual abuse and harassment cases like no other, founder of the Bell Law Group. John, we'll keep an eye on things. Can't thank you enough for a couple, though.
Thank you, Jay, for having me on again. Looking forward to speak with you in the future.